Well, always happy to have visitors on the show and super excited to welcome Jordan Pollard back on. Jordan is on the phone right now. Hello, Jordan.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How have you been? How was your holidays?
Man, it was so nice. Just spent time with family and friends, and it was awesome. Lots of great food, which is always important. What about yours?
It was about the same, you know, saw lots of family, saw lots of friends, ate lots of food, got some presents. It was great. It was a good time. Time to refresh.
Yeah, for sure. No, it was nice. All my family lives close, so we don't have to travel. So it's really low key.
Oh, that's even better.
Right?
I love that. So 2025 is already starting with a bang for you. You've got quite a few things going on. You've got a single coming up in a couple of days. Just announced you're going to be doing a panel at the Inspiring Women Conference coming up in Lloyd. That's really exciting.
It's really exciting. I love chatting and connecting with others. I think the one thing that's really cool about music is that we get to do that, connect with others. And I'm really excited. I get to speak for 15 minutes about my career and where it's heading and where I've been. And I think it's really cool, especially coming off of like releasing a new song in a few days and this upcoming show at the Capitol. I'm really excited.
Absolutely. And especially like at this point in your music career, it must feel pretty cool knowing that there's other young musicians that are definitely looking up to you and seeing you speak at a conference like that. That's going to uplift people.
It's so neat. It's so fascinating to look back to where I started to where I am now. You know, sometimes it feels like you're just inching up a mountain but then you look back and see where you came from, and it's really, really cool. And I've been performing at some middle schools in Lloydminster and elementary schools, and it's really awesome to see all the little kids come up and tell you about their hopes and dreams as musicians or even artists or what they want to do with their life. And I'm really excited to be that role model for some kids.
That's super cool. So when is this panel?
It's on February 6th.
Ooh, that's coming up real soon.
Yeah, I know. I got to get my speech ready.
And then you're only like 2 days away, literally 2 days away from your next single coming out. So the reason that's on the way very soon here. Really excited. I have not heard it yet. I'm really excited. What am I in for with this song?
This song, I think this is the most me song that I've ever released thus far, which I feel like, looking back on my past, it's been like a slow progression to finding my sound, and I feel like I finally got there. This song was co-written by Ingrid Andress, who we all know and love. She's one of my favorite songwriters, and it's just about like finding out who you are and realizing that some people in your life just aren't meant for you, and you can find happiness in a lot of other places other than the people that brought you down. So it's super fun. The production on it is super awesome as well. It's by Bart McKay, who is based in Saskatoon.
Yes.
And I'm really excited for everyone to hear it.
Well, I'm excited because like the theme of the song I find is really relatable, because yeah, there are people that come along and they're either right for your life or they're not, but regardless, I mean, time with them is a chapter nonetheless, so like it adds to your life in some way, and all of it is a learning experience.
Totally. And it also makes you realize like what is meant for you. And yeah, we could go on a whole deep spiel about
we really could. Well, and congratulations to you for like really honing in on your sound, because that's something that some musicians spend their entire lives scrambling for.
Yeah, and I think I'm still working on it too. You know, the more live shows that I do, the more I realize kind of what sound I want to emulate within my own music. So we've been playing lots of 80s rock songs, and you never know, like maybe I'll become a rock star now, because I love doing those songs.
When I was brought up on 80s rock, so if you ever do like an EP of rock, like I'm fully there for it.
You'll be the first to know. I'll let you know.
Oh yay, okay. Well, I really liked the post that you made on your social media when you were talking about the reason, because well, the reason is like you said, it's a very you song, so the very you thing to do would be to share a collection of pictures from 2024, and that's something that I've been seeing people do on social media, and I'm really liking it, like a collection of memories.
Yeah, I think it's more like not a staged, you know, it's nice to see little moments in your life that it's not like you posing for a professional photo. And I'm one of those people that I have my cameras everywhere. I have a digital camera and a Polaroid camera. All of my friends know me as like the picture girl, and I will take pictures of all of my friends doing random things. And I really want to start putting that out on my social media, because it's really hard to be authentic on social media in the way that you are in real life. So that's kind of what I'm emulating in those posts.
Agreed. And like taking pictures while people are not posing recording, and while, you know, things are just happening, like when people would bring out the camera at a Christmas, for example, that's sort of becoming a bit of a lost art just because everyone is like striving for the perfect photo.
Totally. I will see how things change too with like TikTok getting its butt kicked out of the door, and hopefully more of that is brought out. And I think we've started to see that as well with different influencers showing their everyday life. But
my favorite photo of the bunch was the one with the pineapple hat.
Oh, thank you. Really proud of that one.
Yeah, that was good. What was the story with that? Where did that hat come from?
I watched a little girl and kind of do respite work and babysitting, and her favorite store is Spirit Halloween, and she loves dressing up. So we went there and tried on all the masks and the hats, and we were there probably for 2 hours.
Oh,
we could waste
God.
The day away.
That's so fun.
I know. It was awesome.
So The Reason is coming out in just a couple of days on the 17th. And then, of course, next month, you've got a show coming up at the Capitol Music Club. You are going to be opening for Stephen Lee Olsen. We'll chat a little bit closer to the day of the concert. I'll pick your brain about that. Jordan Pollard, thank you so much for chatting, and best of luck with this single.
Thank you so much.